from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, a harrowing scene at Hershey Park in Pennsylvania, where a 9-year-old child died Thursday after a water incident at the in-park area known as the Boardwalk. According to a social media statement from the Hershey's CEO, Hershey's reps say lifeguards saw the child in distress and performed an immediate rescue, but the child was pronounced dead shortly after. The wave pool at the theme park remains closed today. Hershey's CEO says our heart breaks for this child and the child's family. It's life in prison for a Plainfield man who's convicted of murdering his pregnant ex-girlfriend. 46-year-old Shakir Tyler was found guilty back in February in the 2021 deadly shooting of 35-year-old Taisha Webb outside her Edison home. The victim is survived by 5 children. An international study finds that a 4-day work week is linked to better mental health.
The report, published in Nature Human Behavior, shows less burnout and better job satisfaction among workers with abbreviated work weeks. Researchers conducted a 6-month study involving nearly 3,000 employees at more than 140 businesses in the U.S., Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and the U.K. The study showed workers were more effective on the job when given a 4-day work week and reported better sleep and less fatigue. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
New Jersey News brought to you by Brock Farms. Summer is here and it's time to enjoy your backyard. Brock Farms has everything you need to make your backyard a perfect paradise. Let their expert staff help you create the yard of your dreams. Visit Brock Farms, Route 9 North in Freehold or Route 34 in Colts Neck. And Fleetwood Mac's Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham have announced the reissue of 1973's Buckingham Nicks. It's their only full-length album as a duo. The remastered version arrives in September, on September 19th, it will also receive a CD and digital release for the first time. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Are we in for some weekend storms? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in skin weather. All of New Jersey now under an extreme heat warning or heat advisory. The difference between the warning and advisory honestly doesn't matter. It's hot, it's humid, you have to take care of the alert. Code orange also issued for New Jersey today. Those sensitive to ground level ozone should stay inside in air conditioning as much as possible. Highs this afternoon, mid-90s, that's what the thermometer says. You factor in the high humidity, you get a heat index as high as 108. Sun turns to clouds this afternoon, and then we'll have to watch for spotty strong thunderstorms starting late this afternoon, peaking around dinner time, wrapping up this evening. Gusty winds, downpours, lightning, our biggest concerns. Scattered clouds tonight, lows in the lower 70s. Tomorrow will be better, not as hot, partly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Our next chance of rain coming up Sunday morning. From the PSENG Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
It is 90 in Sussex, 92 in Trenton. Egg Harbor Township is 93. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. They do things the right way. That means on time, in uniform, and with respect for your home. Right now, get a full AC tune-up and safety inspection for just $77. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or go online to visit them, GuaranteedService.com.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.